Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to our Monday roundup section on Premier Skills English. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend. If you are a football fan and want to improve your football English, this is the place for you. We want you to practice your English and interact with fans from around the world in the comments section on Premier Skills English. This week, we're doing things slightly differently because Rich and I can't record this together. Instead, Rich has made special reports on each of the sections. Let's get started. Rich's first report is the latest news. What are the three biggest stories in the Premier League from this weekend's football?
The big news from last weekend's Premier League action was Manchester City 5, Liverpool 0. As a Liverpool fan, I'm very happy that I'm not seeing Jack this week, especially after making fun of Arsenal after Liverpool beat the Gunners 4-0 in match week 3. To summarise, City were fantastic. Kevin De Bruyne was brilliant in midfield. Benjamin Mendy looks like a great signing, and Gabriel Jesus and Sergio Aguero combined well in attack. It finished 5-0, but it could have been very different if Liverpool had taken their first half chances and Sadio Mane had not been controversially sent off. In other Premier League news, Manchester United lost their 100% record after managing only a 2-2 draw at Stoke. Brighton got their first top division goal and win since 1984 with a 3-1 win against West Brom. And Harry Kane scored his 100th Premier League goal as Spurs won 3-0 at Everton.
Well, quite a weekend. What do you think? Do you agree with Rich's choices for the biggest stories from the Premier League? Is there anything you think he's missed? Let us know what you think in the comments section. Next up are the Match Week Awards. In this section, Rich is going to choose a player of the week, a team of the week, and a match of the week, and explain why he thinks these deserve the award. So, Rich, let's hear your choices.
Let's start with player of the week. There are some strong contenders this week. Pascal Gross scored Brighton's first ever Premier League goal, and their second too. Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting scored twice for Stoke to deny Manchester United another win, and Harry Kane got his first goals of the season against Everton. But our player of the week this week has to come from Manchester City. Benjamin Mendy, Gabriel Jesus and Sergio Aguero all had good games, and Leroy Sané scored two excellent goals as a substitute. But our player of the week is Kevin De Bruyne. Two more assists, and is the Belgian becoming City's most important player? Right, team of the week. It would be easy to choose City, or maybe Tottenham, who played really well at Everton. But we're going to go for Brighton and Hove Albion. Brighton scored their first goals of the season and got their first win in the top division for 34 years with a great attacking game against West Brom. Well done to the Seagulls. Finally, our match of the week was Manchester City v Liverpool. Yes, it was a little bit one-sided, but City played really well and there were some fantastic goals.
It's always hard to choose who these awards should go to. Do you agree with Rich's choices? If you think a different player, team, or match deserve the award more, leave a comment and let us know. Moving on now to fantasy football. In this report, Rich is going to talk about the latest news from the Premier Skills Private Fantasy Football League. This is a league on the Premier League's fantasy football game on PremierLeague.com. There are details about how you can join the league on the page below this podcast. So, Rich, what's the news from the fantasy football?
The top scoring player was the Brighton midfielder Pascal Gross with 16 points. Congratulations if you had him in your team. I bet not many of you did. In the Premier Skills League, the Premier Skills team is in 5th place. Not bad. If you have any tips or recommendations for the Premier Skills team, put them in the comments section below. In our Fantasy Premier Skills League, our team of the week is El Majestique, managed by Mark Atta Owusu from Ghana. He scored 77 points and has gone up to 11th place in the Premier Skills League.
The final section of this week is Rich's prediction. Each week, Rich looks ahead to the matches that are coming up and makes a prediction. So far this season, he's not been very lucky. What match are you talking about this week, Rich, and what's your prediction?
I predicted a 2-2 draw between City and Liverpool, so my prediction skills are not the best lately. But this week, I'm going to predict the match between Chelsea and Arsenal. Chelsea are looking strong after a difficult start to the season, and had a good 2-1 win away at Leicester last week. Arsenal have been having some problems, but looked good last week when they beat Bournemouth 4-0. It should be a good game, and I think Arsenal will play better than in their last away match when they lost 4-0 to Liverpool. But I think Chelsea will finish on top. Final score, Chelsea 3, Arsenal 1.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this Monday roundup. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, write them in the comments section below. We always love to hear from you. Bye for now, and enjoy your football.